We welcome the announcement of an ambulance and of a crew to Killybegs after years and years of campaigning. I've been approached when I came in to the council. There was a number of campaigners there, individuals from Glencullen Kilraith out to Inver, round to Fintown, that were pressing hard to get an additional crew in Killybegs. Now, we welcome that, but we've been in a lot of discussions with ambulance crews throughout the county. There's additional ambulance needed throughout the county, but the biggest concern at the minute is the overcrowding in Letterkenny University Hospital. And the crews are sitting for hours backed up, and it's becoming a car park for ambulances over there. And this needs to be addressed. It's a wider discussion than just additional ambulance, and I feel that that we have to ease up and get people off trolleys. This is going on, and we see the figures every day. We see them weekly now. You're looking at between Letterkenny and Sligo, you're looking at well over 100 on trolleys weekly. This it just can't keep happening. We need some way or some mechanism that ambulance crews can admit their patients and be able to answer calls and coming in and pick up another patient. We find that a lot of the trolleys that are there in the A&E and Letterkenny, there are trolleys that are out of them ambulances, and they have to wait then to get them back. So it's kind of catch-22, yeah. But it needs to be addressed.
The other issue we hear of regularly is that an ambulance based in Letterkenny may end up having to respond to a call in Sligo or perhaps even Mayo, and vice versa. Ambulances from Mayo may end up having to come to deal with a call in Killybegs, and that also creates problems, not least because you've got crews in unfamiliar territory, but it also means you've got one ambulance less in the local area it's come from.
Of course, the only way to resolve that is to resolve what's happening in the hospital, and that's by additional staff, by additional beds, to free up the time the ambulance have. You're quite right. They're ambulance covering for other ambulances that are sitting, and that's the reason they're sitting in car parks at the hospitals.